7:22 a.m. April 2, 2012. It's ridiculously windy out here this morning. 20-25 knots maybe. It's right out of the north. I've got it right up flat at my back right at the moment. I'll probably run into it going back the other way. It's also rather warm. It's almost 50 degrees, so I wonder if it was going to be that cold. Yeah, right. I didn't realize quite how windy it was, or I had to put on my fleece hood. At any rate, wow. It's 7 o'clock. I haven't written a word yet this morning. I slept until 6. It was a long and quite restful night. But that meant I had not a lot of time this morning to start checking off items on the daily activity list. I did get my computer set up last night. I did get my writing pieces, the stuff that I did for the workshop, distributed around and put where I needed to have them so that I can use them to reference going forward. It was a lot of, last night was taken up with chatting with the fam, getting the news, sharing the news, and getting to bed. So it was not a lot of activity last night when I finally got home. It was 4:30, it was almost 5 o'clock when I come. I got here. But after a long day of travel, after a long day of being largely inside my own head, it was good to get home, talk to people, and so here I am on my morning walk after several days. So the last time I did this walk was Friday, a week ago, last Friday. Wow, so much has happened. So much has happened. So I talked most about what's going on in my head yesterday afternoon in that great long, I realized 35-minute long, monologue in the car. It was very exciting. I was a little afraid that when I got home, I'd fall back into the old habits. No, 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 that's not happening. The work in progress that I've got going, the short story for J.R. Blackwell, is taking a, it isn't really getting a rewrite. What it's getting is a rerun. I'm focusing in on what the story in that thing is and trying to make the story itself sharper and more evident. I realized what Dean said about one of my stories, and that I walked to the story. Good morning. And he calls it walking to the story because it's, you spend the first X number of lines or paragraphs not telling the story but telling the background. And so when I went into the Bulldog story, the Have Blaster Will Travel story, I realized that I had, I really had done that. That the story starts really when the ship gets into trouble. The trouble is not that the bank is going to repossess his ship. The trouble is that he's out in the middle of an asteroid belt with no engines, no power, and about to run into a rock. That's the problem. That's the story. That's the adventure. And everything leading up to that point is just lead-in. So what I need to do is jump ahead to where that happens, which was actually the original beginning of the story, way back, oh God, the beginning of March when I first started fiddling about with the story. That was where I started with it. And my instinct said, no, you have to give them a little bit more. That's not really the problem. Why are they out here? And the truth of the matter is, that really doesn't matter. I'm sort of like, oh, yeah, well, everybody's trying to make their house payments, so that's not really a unique problem. Being a freighter captain out in the middle of hell knows where, on your way to some place that's difficult to get to, and you lose power in the middle of an asteroid belt, that's a problem. That's where the story really begins. After that, everything else is sort of... anything before that is window dressing. That's me walking through the story. So I have a story. I know what the story is. Rather than going in and trying to revise what I've got, what I need to do is... And I realized this last night just before I passed out. What I need to do is take another run at the story. Now that I know what the story is, and now that I have these new skills to bring to bear on it, it should be kick-ass. It should work out pretty well. So, there we have it. Oh. Wow, here's that. I'm walking past some pines and spruces. The wind is making a very loud whoosh. I can even hear it over the cars. God, what a lot of vehicles here this morning. Anyway, so yeah, I'm back on my normal track. I got my walking shoes on. I'm working up a sweat, actually, because I got the hood up. I'm all buttoned up against the wind, because the wind is just bitingly raw. I got a bunch of stuff I have to do today to get stuff back together, to get, I got to get grading done. Jesus, my poor class. They've been kind of off on their own now for 2 weeks. Of course, one of those weeks was spring break for them, so I don't have a lot of problem. There were people writing stuff at the end of the spring break week that was due the week before. The assignment for the week was catch up, so they were doing it. There's some interesting discussions going. They're kind of unfocused. That's my own fault. I've got to get them back into focus. But we're getting into Henry Jenks' book, and I can't remember the title of it right at the moment. Something like dealing with participatory culture. If you search on Amazon for Henry Jenks and participatory culture, you'll find it. It's a short book. It's an e-book. It's a free book. And has to do with how do we restructure our thinking as educators to deal with the shift from everybody keep their head down and do their own work to everybody get together and do more as a group than you could do as an individual. How do we deal with this idea of participatory culture? What does the participatory culture consist of? What does it look like? And how does that affect what we need to teach? So it's fascinating. Fascinating read. I got so much out of that read. It was ridiculous. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the students get out of it. I didn't give them writing prompts for it. What I need to do is tell them, pick something from this chapter and write about it. It's cheating, but what the hell. Ah, they aren't following the writing prompts in the other sections anyway, so... Okay, I can live with that. Kind of a gray and lowery day. So much to do. Gonna have to make a grocery run, I think, today. I don't have anything to fix supper. I don't have any idea what's in the house. I need to go through and take an inventory, find out what's left. There are some fruits, a couple different kinds of fruit. There's coffee, a little bit. I need to get some more. Oh, yeah. That was one thing I didn't really talk about too much while I was there. But the Oregon coffee culture is really, really different than here. To begin with, buying ground coffee there is sort of like, really? You want ground? Everywhere you go, even the little tiny IGAs, little corner store, while they had a few bags of ground coffee, what they had was one of these multi-bin coffee bean dispensers and a grinder beside it for those who needed it. But the room at the inn had a coffee grinder, a coffee pot in it. So I got a pound of really good coffee, and I had great coffee the whole time I was there. These people know how to make coffee. And I don't know if it comes from living next to the ocean or what, but I had some great coffee while I was there. So, yeah, that was great. I never wanted for a good cup of coffee while I was away. And that made a huge difference, I think. Also had me wired for sound most of the time because it was good. I had to be wired because there was just so much going on. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. So yeah, I can tell I haven't done my walk for a week. My legs are talking to me. They're saying, hello. I did take a couple short walks while I was there. I made a walk on the beach one afternoon. Went with Rebecca Sinise and Michael Kingswood. We went for a walk down around the beach and then took the beach stairs up the cliff and made a big loop. It was good. I really wish that I had taken my walking shoes instead of my boots, my cowboy boots. The boots were good because I didn't do a lot of outside stuff. The boots were bad because when I did go outside, they're basically dress shoes. So it got a bit... It wasn't the most comfortable footwear to be squelching through mud. But they were also smooth on the bottom, so wiping my feet before I went in anywhere yielded much better results than they would have on these Vibram soles. It's also easy taking them off, putting them back on again at the airport, which is really why I wore them. But everything came home okay. The printer came home. I love that little printer. I don't know how I'm going to use it. Don't know what I'm going to use it for. I might set it up on my writing machine so that I've got a machine in there that I can print from. And the silly part of this is that I went there thinking, why the hell would I print? And the answer is, it looks different. I mean, that's the obvious answer, and it should be something that I would have thought of to begin with, but it looks different. And you see it in different ways. So, manuscript form, yeah, I need to think more about that. I need to think more about producing more manuscript pages to read, just to check, see if the story is what I think it is. Oh, what a lovely, lovely morning. So looking forward to breakfast this morning. It was one thing that really spoiled me rotten was that the food at the inn, and while for the most days it was just breakfast, most days, 9 to 10, they had a complimentary breakfast. Now, for most places, if you go and there's a complimentary breakfast, they throw a few Danish on a plate. They have a cup of coffee, maybe some tubs of yogurt, some cereal. Usually that's about it. No. This was a full sit-down, huge plate breakfast. They did a spectacular breakfast enchilada. They had wonderful quiches, ham and eggs a couple of different mornings. Yeah, stuff I really did not need to be eating. I ate it all and looked around for more. It was delicious. And I only ate two meals a day, so that worked out pretty well. And usually the second meal was actually lighter than breakfast. So I didn't eat that many calories, although there was a lot of junk food going around. Good morning. I'm not the only one bundled up. A woman going by in the opposite direction had fur hat and hood up and scarf tied around her neck. Nanook of the North. So that was good. That was a really interesting way to structure my life. It was completely and absolutely dedicated, structured, 100% getting the job done. And I have got to get that established here today somehow. I'm already 2 hours late, but I'll have afternoon hours today to work on stuff. And I've got a story that needs to be turned in, so that's good. I've got another book that needs to be finished. I need to finish that Furious Call this week. So I've got a huge project there that I've set the deadline for Friday. So I get the rough draft. The second draft done by Friday. So I can get that off to first readers and see what people say about it. I can get that done. None of this write 500 words and quit. Write 1,000 words and quit. I got to get the story done. I got to get this book complete. So there's that. And here comes the wind. I hope there isn't a lot of it that's blowing actually past the microphone. If there is, this last little bit's going to be largely unintelligible, which isn't too surprising, really. Really should have worn the hood this morning, but I didn't realize how windy it was. I just looked at the temperature and said, oh, well, it's not that cold. I don't need to get too carried away. You're outright wrong. No, didn't work. Talk about resistance training. That wind is just... it's so strong, I'm having to fight my way through it. It's funny. So, yeah. Here we are, on the road again. Back in the saddle, as they say. Making my morning walk. Coming across the head of the park here. Sun's gotten up. It's behind this shield of clouds lowering overhead. It's just laying up there. Makes the sky seem real close this morning. The clouds aren't that high. It's like right on top of my head. So the one picture I took with the sun peeking through here first thing this morning disappeared right behind the cloud almost immediately. So it's kind of a gray day. I don't know if it's going to rain here. Actually, I think somebody said this is the storm that was blowing through Oregon yesterday, the day before. It went through, dropping down on this side of the mountains. Feels cold, feels raw, feels ugly. So I'm not too surprised. At some point, I got to get my sprinklers turned back on. That's going to mean a day of grubbing in the dirt with a couple sprinkler heads, messing about with water. I think I'll try to do that when the temperature is like 70. Doing it today with the temperature is 48 and the wind's blowing 90 miles an hour. Not a good day. Anyway, I made it. I got my 2 miles. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.